Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibrations stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty. Of course, we got Miss
Yasmin De Leon.
Ah, and we got a special guest, you guys. It's like Porn Star Wednesday. It's like Double the Hump Day. Okay, we got Kendra Sunderland, aka that library girl, aka that freaky ass library girl. Gosh, it's been like, what, 2 years ago now?
I think so.
It's been,
it feels like forever.
Long ways have come since the web long time coming since the little webcam show that you did in Oregon State's library. Okay, so let's just get into it. I gotta ask, how many times did you go on this webcam? Like, was it Cam Soda or the site? Like, what site was it before?
It was My Free Cams before.
It was My Free Cams before? Yeah. Okay, so how many times did you, like, do these webcam shows before you finally got caught?
Well, I did the library video about, like, a week into webcamming, and then the video got out 2 months later.
So. Oh, my God. See, okay, my thing is, I'm all about voyeurism. So when I see people getting down in public places, especially when it's not somebody like really in the business, just like a regular, you know, before everything happened with you, Kendra, like beforehand, you were just like this regular girl that was camming. So it was kind of like, when I heard about it, I was like, damn, that shit is ballsy. And I'm like, why didn't I do this in college?
Everyone said that, but I didn't really like think about it. I just went and did it.
But I like that. I like that kind of, you know, action to just go out, do it, be done with it. Okay, on to the next. Now, did you expect, like, with the webcam, did you expect to get the type of stardom that you have now?
No, I had just started, like, not lying about it anymore after, like, right before the video got out. I had stopped lying about it and just kind of telling people about it, but I never really expected it to happen the way that it did.
Yes, I see you over there, Parvin. What you saying?
No, they said boobs, and I was like, yeah, that's there's boobs.
There's boobs. There's plenty of boobs. I love, yeah, you look all cute. I was like, damn, girl, she looks all cute. She's like, I'm just going to a party.
Yeah.
Afterwards, you know, no biggie. I'm like, girl, you go on. just go on with your fine self.
I never party, so.
Lies.
When I do, I dress up.
Are you serious?
No, I'm 22 now, and I just like to be home. I smoke more than I party.
I think we all, at this point, ladies, I think it's all time for a smoke break.
I mean, is that a sativa, though? I told you I'm sleepy.
I don't know.
This is that hybrid. This will make you sleepy.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
you can't, good. The Skywalker gonna fuck you up. Just keep with that coffee, girl. Yes, it's like, I'm on my grandma tip tonight.
I'll smoke later, but I don't want to be like nodding out in the middle of the show.
Mm-mm. I can't have that.
They'll be like, what the fuck wrong with her? She on lean?
Right? It's too much. Okay. So tonight, I feel like it's just like anything goes with you, Kendra. So we were talking before the show. I was giving you a little bit of tea. Yasmin, you know a little bit of tea. And fans, y'all about to know a little bit of tea.
Was it the text conversation?
Yes. Oh, so okay. Your girl went on a lady date this week. Okay. Now, the lady date went in to a whole different direction. So the lady and I that I had a date with, she told me that she's in an open relationship. I didn't know she was married.
Oh.
Yes. Like,
I feel like that's the new wave right now. Like, married women are just doing their thing now.
They really are. But, you know, I really am appreciating open marriages a lot more. And I'll tell you why. So I go on this lady date. You know, we're flirting throughout dinner or whatever. And she had told me, you know, definitely take a look at my husband. And so she's showing me wedding photos, and you go in and it's like, you realize, like, holy shit, these people are married. they fuck openly, and it's just regular. Like, they're, it's literally like pictures of them all over the house. Kendra, how do you feel about open relationships, first off?
I'm in one.
You're in an open relationship? Yeah. Okay, so how many, like, how does it go with, like, you and your significant other if you want to have your time with somebody else?
We definitely started off, like, really slow. And then we just, like, talk to people when we're hooking up, and then would talk to them outside of that. And then actually, like, I let him go fuck someone else when I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, there's really no way to prepare for it. You kind of just have to do it if you want an open relationship, and then, you know, go through your feelings yourself, because jealousy and everything just comes from insecurities, and it's all made up in your head. So
hell yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like, you know,
not
like
saying it's easy at all.
I was to say it doesn't look easy, and that's why for me being like, I guess, is it kind of unicornish if
I feel the unicornish thing is the person that's involved, like with your situation, if you had a threesome, you're the unicorn.
Okay, well, when you say it that way, yes, I had a threesome.
I mean, because, you know, yeah. Somebody told me about the differences of the terminology, I guess, of unicorn.
Yeah, because this whole term, first of all, is so brand new to me. So I'm like, okay, what exactly qualifies a unicorn in this whole open relationship? Then when I hear people say, oh, I'm in an open relationship, I feel like people's definitions are so, like, you know, skewed. Like, I think, Kendra, the best way that you said it was just, you know, it's not easy. You know, you do have to overcome the whole jealousy factor. I mean, how does jealousy play out for both of you ladies? I mean, I cannot.
I get jealous.
Yeah. You just can't get your feelings involved. Like, the guys more so don't understand how to not pillow talk with the side chick, or, you know, the unicorn. Like, it's like some men don't have boundaries when it comes to this open relationship. Like, you don't need to tell too much of the side girl about what you have going on with your girl.
Now, that I can 100% agree with. I feel like even just in any relationship, I feel that there's just some details that don't need to be said in a relationship.
All you need to know is about his dick and the time you're about to have. Like, that's all you need to know. You don't need to know anything like, oh, you know, next time let's hook up with my girl. Like, let's all get together. That's all you guys need to talk about. But, you know, some people step out of the boundaries and talk about their problems. Like, why are you engaging this type of situation? This is just supposed to be a sex relationship.
Right. It's just, you know, I feel like everybody just throws in that word so openly. And then when it comes down to business with people like myself, or like with Kendra, or with you guys, I feel like people just don't know how to step the game up. Like, the communication, the jealousy. Kendra, you said you get jealous. How does jealousy even play in with, you know, like, how do you manage the jealousy part of it?
I just tell myself over and over again that he's just a man, just wants other girls like anyone would, and that what we have is, like, is deeper than that. I mean, we have, like, a life that we built together, and that's way different than just having sex with someone. And it's easy, kind of easy for me, because, I mean, I do porn.
Right.
So a lot of times that I have sex with someone, it's not, like, it's not super meaningful. Like, I can really connect with someone on set, but still it's not the same. You realize that it's really just sex, and it's just for pleasure and stuff like that.
See, people, it's just sex.
Just talk yourself.
You don't always have to have invest feelings when you have sex with somebody. Yeah.
I mean, I think the only feelings is just whether or not, okay, is the dick good? Is the pussy, you know, clean? Is it nice? All right. Does the body look good? You know, that whole thing is just, you know? I don't understand. Like, people, it's not fucking rocket science.
Do we have a troll in our room?
I think we do, but I'm not even gonna.
Okay.
I'm not even.
I was just wondering. Yeah. Hey, why is our viewers up this time?
Because we got ketchup in here.
Like, our views are really up. See?
Y'all
we
really.
Leveled up tonight.
Yeah, we leveled up tonight. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all really like the Kendra. Now, we are gonna open up phone lines because, yes, we got phone lines now.
Okay, tap in the phone line.
Okay, so yes. Mm-mm-mm. Someone's like, oh, I'm gonna take credit. I shared it. That put y'all on the map. I'm gonna leave that to whoever. You can take credit. Everybody can do it. It's just,
we don't want trolls. We like unicorns.
Right. If you're a unicorn, like, seriously, if you're a unicorn, please, please call in. I want to hear all of it. Now,
but please don't call in jerking off.
Yes, that's the one thing.
We don't want to hear all that. We're going to give you tone. Tone.
No, the minute I hear somebody go, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to hang up. Right. Heavy breathing. None of that. Okay. Kendra, don't ruin it.
I watched your library video. It was so hot. I'm in the library right now.
Do you mind helping me off, Kendra?
Actually, Kendra, you were telling me people can get your number, correct?
Yeah, on dreamlover.com.
Oh, look how she said it.
She's pay like, to play, though.
Yes. Yes. Please. Okay, so the number to call in is 323-375-4018. So that's 323-375-4018. You can call in. I really want to hear some like Kendra lovers out there. If you're an earplay fanatic, please, you know, I want to hear the sexy motherfuckers out there. Okay, like I said, I'm loving the chat right now. Someone said hottest OSU beaver ever. I agree. I agree. Now, if you don't know what the OSU is, it's Oregon State University.
Nice.
Now, but wait, isn't OSU like...
I thought it was Oklahoma City, too.
Oh, for real?
They're both OSU. Okay.
But like you guys were the Ducks.
Oklahoma State University. No, the Beavers.
Oh, it is the Beavers.
Yeah, and then oh. University of Oregon.
It's crazy because, you know, when we have a bush, we call it a beaver.
That's true. And that's, it's perfect.
Yeah, people, so many jokes.
Damn, someone said phone line's busy. I don't see nobody calling. Y'all lying. Y'all played me. Y'all played me. Come on now. But no, I mean, it's funny how, you know, it works. It is kind of funny how it all works out. But anyways, what's going on? Okay. Should work. It was working earlier. We got this. But again, 323-375-4018. That is the number to call. Again, we are talking about open relationships, Kendra Sunderland. Speaking of, you have a new release that came out. So let's get into that. I mean, your publicist, shout out to Lainey. Of course, she knows how to take care. Oh, actually, we got a phone call right now.
Uh-oh.
All right, you're live with Earplay.
Hey, what's going on? I just want to say that I'm a big fan of Kendra's.
Well, you can just, she's right here. Just yeah. Say hi.
Hey, Kendra, what's up? I'm on your Snapchat.
Hi, thank you.
I'm here because of her Snapchat promo.
Oh.
Yeah, no problem.
What's your name?
I just had a... my name's Alex.
Alex, all right. What's your question?
Yeah. I just had a question for Kendra. I just wanted to know, does she have any advice for how to tell, like, one of your girls if you want to have a three-way with another girl? Like, what's the best way to go about doing that without being rude, or you want to be kind, or... What's the best way to do it?
I would definitely, I hope this doesn't sound like sleazy or anything, but the times where I feel most open to doing stuff with other girls is when I feel the most stable in a relationship. Like, I don't know, just like be super sweet to her and buy her flowers or something. And like, just compliment her a bunch and let her know that you still love her. Like you're still attracted to her and stuff. You just think that it would be fun. And then, I don't know. It's hard to tell because some girls, I don't know, would take it okay. And some girls are going to flip the fuck out. I don't know what to tell you. But I think smooching her first is like a good idea.
Pretty good advice.
All right.
I just want to say thanks again. And hopefully just have a good rest of your night.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Thanks.
All right. First caller of the night, you guys. That was what's up. Okay.
And he followed the rules.
Yes, he followed the rules. So he simple. Asked a like decent question. Actually, you know what? I kind of like the question that he brought up, which was three-way initiation. I understand people on Periscope, you can't see it. But I'll tell you this. If you're watching on the Periscope, you can listen to the callers on my iTunes account, which is at Sapphire's Earplay, on SoundCloud, at themisfitsnetwork.com. It's going to be up after the show. Okay? It's going to be uploaded for all you guys to listen because I don't want anybody to miss out to hear themselves talking to Kendra. So Kendra is live. We are answering the damn phones. So you can call in 323-375-4018. Again, that is the number to call. Now, Alex brought up a perfect question, which was how do you initiate the three-way? I think is a major important like situation with this is make sure that your girl is willing to play with women.
Yeah.
Nothing is worse.
I think they should watch like a porno with like either lesbians or like a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see her comfortability. Is she squirming around like she ain't feeling it?
Right. Because, you know, I know personally, I have been initiated in threesomes that never went down because the girl was like, I only kiss girls. I don't really, like, do all that.
She can lick me, but I'm not licking her.
Right.
Bitch, bye.
Like, come on. It's so weird, you guys. Like, again, nothing is weirder. I mean, think about it. It's like Christmas morning. You're unraveling a present, and all of a sudden, you don't get the full licking because somebody didn't want to do it. We got another phone call, this time from Orlando.
Hotline Bling.
What's up, Orlando?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. Look at you putting on the sexy voice. All right, you got Kendra, you got Yasmin, and you got Sapphire. So what's your question?
Oh, my question is, how do you guys feel about swingers relationships? Me and my old lady, we were thinking about...
Wait, what kind of relationship? Speak up.
A swinger relationship.
Oh.
We were very interested in that.
Okay. Well, whose opinion do you want to hear first off the bat?
I mean, just all three of you guys, man. Just, you know, just go for it. Just talk about swinger out there. What you guys think about it? Is it safe? Like, what I need to worry about? You know, just go from there.
Okay.
I mean, it's safe if you get tested and you know that you're clean. Then it's pretty safe.
And then also to put the emphasis on, make sure that wherever you are going for like so-called swinger parties, that they're legit swinger parties. I mean, nothing's worse than when you go and you go to these like swinger parties and literally it's just a bunch of lurkers. There's no, what is it? The NDSA, non-disclosure agreement. You know, people are taking pictures. Like if you're in a swinging environment, first of all, privacy is key. So your phone shouldn't be out. Your, you know, personal things should not be out other than the toys, the lube, the condoms,
I've
yourself.
I've been to just regular parties and they take your phones.
Yeah.
Just because it's like not every moment needs to be documented.
Exactly.
If you have somewhere to be, you're expecting a phone call. Why are you here?
Right. Like, why are you doing that? Exactly. Why are you doing that? So, I mean, again, so you got to make sure getting tested, make sure that if you are going to get involved into the swinging lifestyle, that you are just like, you know, you're doing your research. You got to do your research. And then, of course, you know, have fun with it. There's so many different things. I wish I could say like a specific like swingers website out there. But do me a favor. Follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire on Twitter. I'll do the research for you and I will tweet you out something. OK. On the swingers.
I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right.
Man, phone lines blown up. Tweet out a number. Okay, for the people that called, it's only one way. So keep calling in. We'll keep pulling up the calls throughout, you know, the night. Don't worry. We'll try to get everybody's phone calls through. Again, if you're watching on Periscope, I'm so sorry. You're not going to be able to hear the feed. But if you download the podcast later on the misfitsnetwork.com, on SoundCloud, on iTunes, under Sapphire Zero Play, we got you. We got you. Okay. So again, swingers, what's the difference? People try to say, you know, swingers versus open relationships. I mean, is there really a difference though?
There is to me, because a swinger, you're doing stuff together. You're doing it with other couples. You're engaging more in like a orgy situation per se. Mm-hmm. And then the open relationship is, you know, you guys do your thing outside and sometimes play together.
Right. Right.
But yeah, okay. That's how I look at it. I don't know if you...
I mean, I kind of, when you put it that way, yes, because I do think that with swingers, they definitely, I feel like, is a more group thing. And then, of course, if it's open, it's kind of like you go off and venture on your own. Mm-hmm. We're going to take one more phone call and then we're going to be taking in some, plugging in some other fun stuff. Oh, I just missed them. Oh, well. All right. So, Kendra, you have, again, oh, my goodness. Okay, we're just going to answer this one right now. Sapphire's Earplay. Hello. Goodbye.
Oh, damn! Gotta be quicker than that.
Come quick. Call back. You gotta be quicker than that. Like, come on, people, jump right in. We got people that really do want to call and get through. So, you know, call back. Oh, he's calling back again. Earplay.
Hello.
Hey, turn off the sound in the background.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Okay, so what's your question for Kendra?
How do you feel about gay relationships?
What do you mean by gay relationships? You got to be like more. What do you mean? What do we think about gay relationships?
That's what I'm asking you for.
But what do you want to know?
Yeah, like what do you want to know? Are you talking about two guys, two girls? Like what are you? Like,
guys.
I honestly don't care. Like, I think when you open it up for, like, the possibility to do more things, as long as everyone's clean and safe, then it's fun. Like, I don't get weirded right. out by it at all.
Yeah,
a lot of people, like, you know, judge other people.
Oh, we're not judge-worthy people. I mean, come on. You.
I really don't understand his question, where he's going with this.
So are you... Okay, so my question is for you. Are you a man who is interested in men? Is this why you're asking the question?
No, I'm just asking because, I know people that
okay, come on now. When people say I know people, it's okay, dude. It's an open space. It's a safe space.
No, I'm not saying that. Like,
are you talking about bisexual threesomes? Some people want to know. Are you talking about, you know, maybe like initiating gay sex with your girl? Is that what you're trying to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
We gotta go.
Thank you. Okay, again, people, I need motherfuckers with some, like, real call and response.
We can't be having you stalling on the calls because we got people that want to talk to Kendra.
Sweet Pea, you want to talk to Kendra? I know for a fact.
I know this guy.
Oh, yes, I do. She's very beautiful. Hello, Kendra. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
All right, so Sweet Pea.
Yes?
Oh, no. What's your question?
I was just going to say I'm with a friendship with two different people, and I do my sex differently with each because I'm more physical with my bodybuilder, but I'm also with a MILF.
Okay.
And I was wondering how gradually should I expand my positions and styles with each?
I would say this. If you're okay, so Sweet Pea's calling in. He's asking about how can he... kind of, you want to switch it up on your sexual partners. One's a bodybuilder, one's a MILF. So you want to see what kind of works best, correct?
Yeah.
I would say the best way to do it is, first off, talk to her. Talk to your partners individually. Ask them what they want. What is their ultimate fantasy? You know, what is something that you and them haven't tried yet, you know, that they want to try out, you know?
Anal. You know, a lot of people ain't tried anal yet.
That's true. A lot of people don't do the anal. Don't do the anal. Sweet Pea, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I also want to say, would Kendra be interested in doing a scene in a setting of a library? Of a library type setting?
I've thought about it, but I probably... won't do it. I don't know. It's too cheesy for me. Like, I've already done that, and I don't want to be library girl for, like, ever, you know?
Okay.
All right. Well, Sweet Pea, we appreciate you, man.
As always, I always love you all.
All right. You have a good one. Okay. Again, the questions have been good, guys. Just jump right in. Somebody wants to know how tall you are, Kendra.
I'm 5'9".
You're 5'9"? She looks good, you guys. I will say this. I would have her stand up, but then we would have to just move all the angles. I mean, just, she's got...
You gotta,
like,
do a widescreen view.
Right. I mean, she's got, first of all, you have like a 90s inspiration going on tonight. I'm feeling it. Thanks. You got your Vixen. Now, speaking of Vixen, you have your Vixen necklace, I see. Okay, so let's get into this. Tell us about this Vixen release that it just got released this week, correct?
Yeah, Rax Volume yes. 2 is the one you're thinking of. That's probably one of my favorite scenes. It's with Manuel Ferrara, and it was like just really, really fun because he talks dirty mm-hmm. and does not stop. It just keeps going. It's like it never ends, and it was awesome.
Oh, well, I did get to peep another release of yours, but I do want to talk more about this Manuel thing because it seems like Manuel Ferrara is like on every chick's list.
No, I never got him.
You never got him, yes? Uh-oh. We might have to pull it out of retirement. Come on now. We might. Pull out retirement just
I'm
for that?
I'm semi-retired. Like, if the right scene comes through, I will do it. But okay. I'm not going to just do some scene with some guy I don't want to fuck. You know, if it's somebody I want to fuck, oh, yeah. Count me in. I'm going to go get tested right now.
I heard that. Now, what is it also about Manuel? So you said it was his dirty talking. How's like the aggression? Like, I heard he is just like a beast.
Yeah, pretty much. put a finger in my butt too, and I was like all about it. But
really?
Then he was like talking about putting it in my butt, and I was like, I can't even just play along with it. I have to tell you no.
I'm with you. I'm so with you. I don't know. Isn't it like, yeah, it kind of feels good.
He's
like
really thick too. So I was like, dude, there's no way.
No.
No way.
You need to start small and then go up.
I feel like for all the micro penises I have had, I feel like, okay, yeah, maybe I should have given the booty up for these men. Especially the guy who, oh my God, especially the guy a couple weeks ago who tried to substitute his small penis for fingers. And I'm just like, no, this is not going to work.
Oh no.
This is just not going to work. Maybe in my butt, but I'm not drunk enough for this. So no, you just got to go. And then he lost my parking pass. I was like, you motherfucker. This is, yeah, like, I gave you some good pussy and you're going to lose my parking pass. Like, who does that? Who does that?
If you're out there, you suck.
They do suck. I'm telling you, he's the last Lyft driver I will ever fuck. Okay? I'm dying.
How many have you done so far? You did an Uber
and I a did Lyft? An Uber and a Lyft. So two.
Wait, like right after they dropped
ride
you off?
They dropped me off. Legit. Yeah. Like we had like maybe a 5-minute conversation. I mean, granted, I paid for sex technically. If you think about it, $7 for a ride home. Give him some, you know, give him some pussy at the end. Like, come on now. Oh, someone just said, I'm a Lyft driver. I'm weak. Hey, I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen no more. Okay, it's just not. I'm not fucking Lyft drivers anymore. Because the first guy, he literally ripped my pussy.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. You was low-key injured.
I was low-key very injured. Like, they were like, you are very lucky that we're not going to have to put stitches on your clit.
Aw.
Yeah. Like...
Like, was his dick just too big?
Yeah, but I didn't feel it. It was just too much. So that's why, like, when you say the thickness, I'm like, oh no, I can't have buttholes just like ripping.
I'm like anal virgin again, so it's like I really have to start slow again.
See,
because I've been wanting to have sex in my butt like for a while, because I'm like, man, I miss those orgasms.
Really?
I miss my anal orgasms.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I can't.
Girl, once you feel that anal orgasm, you're gonna be like, oh my God, what was I doing this whole time? Why haven't I done it before?
No, speaking of orgasms, I have to say, Kendra, okay, so like I said, I'm gonna have to see this Rax video, but I saw.
Oh, is that Jason?
Yes.
He long dick, they're like.
I saw your Blacked release, Interracial Icon Volume 5. The scene itself, you got like all the fine Black men. You had Isaiah Maxwell. Yeah, you had Isaiah Maxwell. You had Jason Brown. Who else was in that? Oh, Ricky.
Nat Turner. And then there's one more. So that's four.
There's one. Yeah, there's four. There's one more. There's one more penis. I'm trying to think
it's
of the.
It's not on DVD yet.
It's not.
I'm going to have to pull it up on the.
It's not Rob, is it?
No, no. Definitely wasn't Rob.
You would have knew that.
I would have known if it was Rob. I would have known. No, I'm trying to pick up the video right now. But I just have to say, first of all, I'm in love with the Blacked.com series.
I like the fact that they got all chocolate.
Yes.
Well, Ricky's not chocolate. He's more caramel.
He caramel. He like mocha chocolate caramel.
He like my coffee right now.
But like, oh my God. Like, let's just talk about this. So the video, it starts off with you around the pool with your boys, with the boys, and one thing leads to another, and I believe it was Jason that pulled your titty out and you guys start fucking, which turns into like, oh, you know, homies, come smash my girl.
Man, I miss gangbang. Like, all this is like, damn, I ain't did no dirty, filthy shit in so long.
I was just like, it was, I mean, when I mean it's a hot scene, see popular models right here. We're clicking on black.com. Again, I wish I could show you guys.
Oh, the guy with the braids.
John Johnson. I don't think I'm familiar with that one.
He's nice. He kind of looks like Kendrick Lamar.
He does. Word. It's this one. Yeah. Oh, God. Just look at all the sexy chocolate stills. Okay, Kendra, how do you feel about looking at yourself on camera? Like, have you...
It's weird.
It's weird?
Because anytime I watch it, I hear, like, the director in the background, like, not because they have it on video, but because I just know the behind the scenes and everything, so it's kind of, like, ruined porn for me.
Okay, so we will not play your clip for you in the middle.
It's interesting to hear myself and see myself.
I mean, I'm just like, okay, first of all, I think this was like my favorite scene right here. Mm-hmm. So you getting taken on by Jason Brown and Ricky Johnson. Again, Jason, I feel, is like family. Ricky, I'm like, yeah, I want that chocolate. It's just so
I
like.
I wanted to try too, his young Berg looking self.
Yes. He is just like, it's just. I mean, girl, how were. I have to say, how was the recovery for this?
Because Jason's pretty large.
Yeah.
Pretty large.
I mean, I'm looking at it. I saw, like, again, it was just like, what is the recovery?
I just smoke and then and go to bed.
You know what's crazy? I've never been sore after a gangbang, but if I did a one-on-one with a guy, it seemed like my pussy sore.
See, okay, I would think that you would be going hard for the gangbangs.
Because they're alternating. There's just not one big dick just going like this the whole time. You got this dick here, that dick there. It's like,
okay,
you know, and then sucking dick makes your pussy wet.
Did you guys do it in a particular order? Was it kind of just like, okay, I'm just going to go to the first person I kind of turn to?
I think it was like whoever's hard and ready, just jump in there.
Basically.
Damn.
Go for it, girl.
Damn. I swear, like, she literally lived my fantasy for the summer. Like, that's my next. For the summer. Like, okay. You really. And I mean, she looked good. Whoever did your braids, girl, the cornrow braids look good. The bathing suit. I mean, just
Greg
everything.
Puts together a good, like, everything. I've been on set as an extra, and he puts everything.
I mean, shout out to Greg Lancy. He is responsible for Black.com. Again, it can't get any better. I feel it can't get any better, like, quality wise.
When you got
a
vision and you put it together like that, that's excellent.
Yeah, and I feel like it doesn't even take it to, like, and for people that are like, what is black.com? Obviously, it's white girls fucking black guys. And so, in a glamorous way. And then, and then with Vixen, what's the difference between Black and Vixen?
It's just high quality. It's everything. There's black on there. There's anal. It's just a mixture of everything.
A mixture of everything. I mean, again,
Vogue
it's just
meets porn.
Yeah, and it's not like, I feel like it's the porn for everybody. It's not just like for the ladies, not for the men. I feel like you can legit watch even this, like we said, your video, your latest release from Vixen and from Black. I feel like these movies you can genuinely have date night with and be like, baby.
Oh, this is the threesome opener.
Right.
So go on Black or Vixen if you want to get that threesome. Watch that. It's more prettier because if you guys look at any other site, it's too hardcore and it might scare your girl. Like,
right.
I don't know if I want to do that. You know?
We don't want to see. I mean, the way that I like to say it is, I don't want to watch porn where the penis looks so angry. I want like it nice.
And you don't
like,
want to hear the guy calling you a bitch. Yeah, bitch, you liked it. It's like, oh my God, are you going to say that to me?
Well, I think it's about time that since we have a little bit of time left with Kendra, I think it's time to play some games. And I mean, we got two porn stars in the building. I think both of them should go at each other, but we're going to go head to head with some games.
What does that mean?
Okay. Oh, you know, it's your play. It can go with anything.
I know what head to head means.
I mean, of course, I mean, I would like, you know, things to get a little wild, but you know, Twitter would be shutting us down. Periscope be shutting us down. Yeah. Instagram's like, you show some titty, get it down.
Or somebody's mad, like, oh, they didn't put me on their show.
Right. Come on now, people. Just gonna have fun. So we're gonna take a spin and see who's more perverted. Okay? I'm gonna give you guys a word. All right. These are supposed real sex acts. Okay. So I'm gonna give you the word and I want you guys to describe what the fuck this could possibly be. Okay? And I mean, I wanna see who really gets more perverted than the other on this, okay? So let's go a little short. Let's go a little easy first. So Kendra, I'ma ease my way into you on this.
Take it slow, girl.
Let's see. Describe to me. Oh my God, some of these names. Describe to me what Fumalingus might be.
Fumalingus?
Fumalingus. Kind of like cunnilingus. Yeah. I mean, lingus is tongue. The mouth.
When you fungalingus, when you lick someone's feet.
You think it's for the feet?
Yeah,
okay.
When you give someone a foot job. Foot job. I don't
foot
know.
Job.
But
okay.
You, like, lick their feet.
Okay.
Know.
Yeah, yeah. It's what you think a fumalingus could be.
You said flimma?
Fumalingus.
Fumalingus. I didn't even like the word. Can I phone a friend for this?
Someone said it's a foot job. Okay, someone said it's a foot job. The salsa dip. You're just gonna be like, you're just on the pass on that one?
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't like that terminology. Like,
so it's when a man or a woman performs cunnilingus on a woman and she directly farts in the face.
What? So we're trying to get pink eye.
Right.
I knew it had to do with cunnilingus. I knew that word. That's sick.
Here we go.
Like, he's willing?
Yeah, like willing. I mean,
well, there are some fetish guys that like farts.
But that's just nasty. Like, I would never
fart in my mouth, baby. It makes me so hard.
I mean, I would just never stick my ass out and be like, yeah, suck my farts. Like, literally, no, that's just nasty.
He said that shit go down by accident. No, I don't. Queefing is accident.
Yeah, queefing, and I swear to God, lately, I'm gonna be open with it. I've been queefing a lot.
Was your ass in the air too much?
Girl, this Monday, I'm just...
We got a queefer.
Don't be embarrassed.
Oh, I'm so not embarrassed. It was more like I laughed because I was coming and all of a sudden you hear the... And I laughed. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like, no, it's good. That's actually funny.
That's perfect.
That is too perfect. I'm sorry. Let me just get that one more time. I'm going to isolate
that. Oh, my God. But like, I'm over here beatboxing a queef.
For real, though. Like, I mean, let's get down to it. Because, you know, poor. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, no. Oh, God. Okay. Has anybody farted on y'all on set?
Not on set.
Like, on set.
Farted?
Farted. Not queefed. Farted.
I don't know.
Now, I've had a guy break one out after sex. And I was like, oh, really? You just gonna fart?
See, that's so rude. Excuse yourself.
I don't get mad. I'm just like, nigga, you hella nasty.
Yeah, go somewhere. Go somewhere with all that mm-mm. No, no, no. All right, let's go for the next one. What would you say the Topeka Destroyer would be, Yasmin?
That sounds like some like power driving sexual thing.
Okay.
What was it?
Power driving
Topeka Destroyer.
What did you say?
Power driving some pussy.
I have no idea.
Topeka Destroyer. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, please.
Okay. I kind of like both of these. This one's nasty.
Oh, God.
It is the act of vomiting directly on your partner's head while giving or receiving fellatio, a.k.a. cold lunch.
I'd rather just throw up on his feet.
Lunch? What?
Yes, they call it cold lunch. That's nasty, people.
Where are you finding these?
It's my secret.
Your secret is weird.
It's my secret.
It's weird.
Okay, I got another one. I think this one's kind of easy. The stranger.
One night stand?
Yeah.
One night stand?
The person that you fuck that you don't know.
So for guys, it's when you sit on your hand until it falls asleep. And then you masturbate with the hand that fell asleep.
How does that happen?
Because people like to do that. They try to switch up their masturbation hand.
So it just
I need to use my left.
Yeah.
More often, because I'd be doing this.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's a stranger. Yeah. I say it might have been.
Try that.
The stranger. I think everybody should do the stranger tonight. Like, masturbate with the hand that they don't.
You're familiar to me, so.
Speaking of masturbating, Kendra, you got a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm just mad because men get to have these fleshlights and we just get penises, dildos. I want a fleshlight for a woman.
Buy one.
What the fuck am I gonna do with a fleshlight?
There's like tons of different toys for girls. There's only one kind for a pocket pussy.
But it's so pretty. It's so pretty. They get to stick their dick in it. And I'm like, I'm over here. All I can do is finger it. It doesn't squirt back. Yeah. It doesn't kiss me back.
Why did I at work put away a pussy thingy?
What was that?
What? A ghost.
Okay.
A ghost.
So why did I store basically a pussy in an ass thing?
Like, oh. Oh.
Because I opened the box because there was no barcode on it. I was like, oh. That's in here.
See, I would have taken that shit home. But I'm telling you, like, man, you guys get fleshlights. I mean, I'm the queen of toys. I break toys. I love toys. I love my Hitachi. You know, I love it all. But a fleshlight.
Have a fake threesome with a guy with a fleshlight.
No.
Like, that's just... brought Kendra with us. Hey.
Actually, Kendra, how would you feel if your fans, you know, would you want them to
I want them to use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first off, if they want to if they get this fleshlight, when is it coming out and what body part is going to feature?
I mean, it's already out and it's my pussy.
Are you going to do any other orifices?
It kind of just came with being Vixen Angel of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a Vixen Angel. It has like vixen.com on the side of it.
Look at that. I heard that.
The first
limited edition.
I like. And what else is coming up new? I mean, I feel like, again, you've just been on a roll since the whole library thing. You've been on Extreme. You've been on Hustler. You've been Penthouse Pet of the Month. Again, you were the first Vixen Angel of the Month last year. You won Night Moves, Miss Congeniality back in 2015. X-Biz for Web Celebrity of the Year in 2016. I mean, girl, even this year, I mean, what is next for Kendra?
I have no idea. Honestly, I just kind of go with the flow and I don't really plan to be in the industry for a long time. So, I mean, I just kind of want to do the things that I want to do and then get out.
I heard that, girl.
Uh-huh. Now, do you have a bucket list that you want to
I have people that I want to work with.
Give it to me. At least ones that you can disclose.
I can't. Any of them. I want to work with Kissa Sins and Johnny Sins for their Sins Life thing. Oh
God, they're such a hot couple.
Yes. I want to work with Angela White. I'm hoping that we're gonna do a scene with her for Vixen and stuff.
Dope.
And Veronica Rodriguez. I really want to work with her.
That booty.
She's a fleshlight girl now too.
But she has she got a little peach booty. Yeah. She got a little peach booty. I don't know. It's just I feel
her
a lot
angles.
Of it's something. I don't know. I've seen pictures of her. I've seen some of her work. Yeah. The girl she got a little something going on.
Her Latina wave going.
I like it. So you said that you don't want to stay in the biz too long. So what do you want to possibly go into next? I mean,
mainstream acting.
Nice. Yeah. Now, are we talking horror films or are we talking court drama?
I don't know if I could do horror films because I get scared really easily.
Screamers though.
Come
on. I know. Now maybe I think about it, I could probably play a really, really good scared part.
Like a camp counselor.
I can see you as the final chick though. You have that look.
Yeah.
You got a cool attitude, you know, you just I can see you maybe be the final girl just to get the final standoff. Kick somebody in the nuts, you know? It could happen.
One day.
It could happen. It could definitely happen. I like it. Oh my gosh. Time flies by.
When you're having fun.
Yes, for real.
Ma'am.
Time flies by. Again, we got the Vixen release. We got the black.com. You're going out tonight. I mean, it's summer still.
Yes.
I'm an old lady. I mean,
I slept all day.
Lucky you.
I feel old.
No, but you know what? Sleep is good during the day. I don't know why people knock down on naps. Comments are not disabled, you guys. And the phone lines are still open if you want to try to get your chance. Kendra's going to be sticking around for a couple more minutes. So we got 323-375-4018. Yeah, guys, still call in. I mean, again, your aspirations. All these are going straight to voicemail. And I don't know why. But it's okay.
Is your signal not...
I don't know.
Or your Wi-Fi on or something?
No. It should be working.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it says it's on, so we'll see. But anyways, like I said, you guys can still call in and all that.
We have 10 more minutes.
We got 10 minutes left with the Kendra, with Miss Kendra. I'm going to do another game with you guys real quick to wrap it up. On one more note, we're going to do some what would you rather? Oh, another call from Orlando. What's up? You got earplay. We got Kendra.
Okay, I just want to know how do you guys balance being in porn and with family? How do you guys balance that? Does it feel kind of weird when you go back home and everybody knows what you do?
Wait. Your phone sucks booty. So I'm hearing every other word. One more time.
Okay, let me say it again. I said, I wanted to ask the girls, when they go back home, do they feel kind of weird like with their family and stuff like that when they go to family functions and things of that nature.
Okay, so he wants to know about the family functions. Like, is it weird to go back home after they know or may not know about your porn career?
My family obviously knows. Everyone knows. So, I mean, they're pretty cool about it. They've had a lot of time to, like, get over it. My mom always cracks jokes about it. And we were actually just in Vegas, and she was drunk. We all were, and she was, like, cracking up, like, telling people who I was. They're, like, they, like, wanted us to take their picture. And she's, like, only if they knew who you were, they would want a picture with you. I was, like, Mom.
Yes. I like your mama. Yeah, I like her.
They live with it, you know.
Hey, I mean, at the end of the day, I think people, you know, need to realize that porn stars are people too. I mean, y'all just do things naked on camera.
I don't fuck with my family, so I couldn't care less about how they feel. Like, my family is my friends, and all my friends, they don't call me Yasmin.
No.
My true friends, they call me by my government. Like, they're like, who the fuck is Yasmin? Like, I knew you before all of this.
Yeah. I don't even like, for the whole Sapphire thing, my friends don't call me Sapphire. They're like, what the fuck? No. You're Megan. I'm like, no. No. And that doesn't mean that you motherfuckers out there can just say my government name either, even though it's just out there. But I'm just saying, there's a difference. So you get different aspects. But of course, I'm not naked on camera. But it's okay. It's okay. It's all good. It's all good. But, oh man, someone's like, call me by, oh no, you need to say it right. Don't say call boo. Ooh. Call boo,
he
my
was
government
too quick
name
to try to say that little quote.
He got excited. He got a little excited over here.
Keyboard fingers.
just a little bit excited. Well, you guys, I gotta say, you know, I had a good time with you, Kendra. I want to say thank you so much for coming through.
Yes.
Again, I want everybody to check out the new releases from Vixen. You gotta check out the black.com releases. Get her Fleshlight. Please. Get the Fleshlight. And like she said, have a threesome with Kendra, you know? Bring your boo. Have your girl, you know, instead of grapefruit in your dick, she can Fleshlight your dick.
That?
I want to know if people are really doing it.
Why?
Like, why?
Like, doesn't that burn? Like, it go in your pee-pee hole or something?
Right.
Like, that's kind of acidic, right?
I mean,
whoever made that up is stupid as fuck.
That was
my mouth is
Auntie Angel.
Wet.
We can blame Auntie Angel.
My mouth stay wet. I don't need no assistance from a fucking grapefruit.
It's just the way that she described it. Have you seen the video?
And it's on YouTube. They allow that on YouTube.
Right, they allow it on YouTube. Kendra, have you seen the grapefruiting video?
It's not allowed on YouTube.
Girl, I got to show you this. I'm going to show you this clip.
Their dick?
No, she gets like a dildo out. But it's just, it's literally, it's the way that she did it. It's the way that she did it where it's just like, no one is possibly grapefruiting dicks. Like, you are not telling me you're
I think amateur girls are chewing the grapefruit thinking they bringing some spice to the bed. Or the amateur type of just like, ooh, that looks dope.
Oh,
use a fruit roll-up. I'd rather a guy put a fruit roll-up there. At least that dissolves.
Wait, what?
A fruit roll-up. I don't eat fruit roll-up.
That is not healthy.
But they make fruit roll-up edible underwear.
Yeah, that's different,
it's
though. But don't be putting the fruit roll-up on there because there's sugar. That's processed sugar
but
on there.
It's the same thing with
different
the edible underwear.
But with the edible underwear, they got different ingredients for the pussy. Okay, so real quick, this is the grapefruit. I just want to get...
How many views she got?
Two. Well, this is not the real video.
Oh, okay.
I see.
Oh, okay.
So, you have seen it?
Yeah, and she like does.
Yeah,
like
she. It just, no, you just.
I mean, go watch a throat it scene by me. I don't know if you done throat it yet, but.
I mean.
It's pretty lit.
I don't know. Some people just need to keep their kitchen sex techniques in the kitchen.
Coconut oil is the only thing you bring in the bedroom.
Mm-mm.
You don't want whipped cream.
And a Fleshlight.
Kind of like.
And a Fleshlight.
Yep.
And a Fleshlight.
Plug
and a dildo.
Fleshlight.
Just be done with it.
Watch a black scene with Kendra with her Fleshlight. It'll be like the real
thing. Yeah, if she's bringing in a grapefruit, you guys, just go out the other way.
Like,
all right.
Baby, are you good?
We're going to take one last caller. What up? You got ear play.
What's going on, ladies?
Oh, I like your voice.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Tony. Tell Yasmin I said, hey, tell the shit. Yeah.
You can tell her your damn self. She's on the phone.
Hey, Yasmin, don't kick my ass. I know I put it into your shirt, babe. I'm going to tell you a shirt, though.
Huh?
I said I pulled the best of you. There she go. Hey, Jazz, you don't know what it is? I'm supposed to be sending you a Loud Lifestyle t-shirt. I said, don't kick my ass. I got you.
He sent you a Lifestyle t-shirt?
No, he never did.
A Loud Lifestyle t-shirt.
Oh, you better send it then.
Like, everybody done sent me their merchandise. This is actually somebody on my Instagram.
All right, well, thanks for calling in.
You know I am. Y'all gotta keep this show going, though, man.
Well, we do every Wednesday.
Y'all gotta do it more than Wednesdays, though, because this popping, man.
Okay, well, thank you. Much appreciation.
Yeah, this is popping, man.
We need to be on major mainstream radio.
Just saying.
iHeart. Sirius XM. Hello.
Killer.
Yasmin already, that's my homie right there, man. Yasmin, that's my motherfucker right there, man.
He from Baltimore. Baltimore.
Well, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you, all right?
All right. You already, ladies. All right, baby.
Bye.
All right, you guys. That was the last call. Though I really wanted like a super last somebody right now. Give me one last call. One last call for Kendra. I want to close it out with a Kendra call. Like, I want the best of the best Kendra fans.
Y'all better
fans.
Hurry up.
Best of the best library fans. Oh my God, I cannot talk. I'm like flabbergasted today because I see good plunge line. It's just too much. It's just too much, you guys. It's just too much for my damn kind. And yeah, but I mean, y'all just being lame. Y'all being lame. But I have to say, it's been a good ride. It's been a good show tonight. It's been a good show. It's been, you know, it's good. It's a good time. It's a good day. 323-375-4018. Oops.
Wrong number.
wrong number. 323-375-4018. Have mercy on me. I'm sorry. First day with the phone lines and just a little bit excited. New toys, you know how it goes. You get something new, you start playing with it, and then things just go wrong and you're just like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. But once again, so Kendra, where can they follow you at and make sure that they stay in touch?
I'm on Twitter at KS Library Girl and Instagram at The Real Kendra Sunderland.
Perfect. And you can follow Sapphire Zia Play and me, Ms. Radio Sapphire, on everything. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Make sure that you download the show from the Misfits podcastnetwork.com. Also on TuneIn, SoundCloud, iTunes, Podomatic. Show that love. Like I said, this podcast is number one right now. And sexuality on Podomatic. See, all right.
Yeah.
I already told y'all, we're trying to get to the top 25 on sexuality on iTunes. And I think just because of you, Miss Kendra, I think we might have a good shot tonight just because I think we're gonna do that. But I gotta say, thank you so, so much. Yaz, where can they get you at, girl?
Oh, yeah. I'm over here looking at comments. Somebody said that somebody brought toothpaste in the room.
Ew, what? Oh,
we're talking about the grapefruit thing.
I already have an idea for next week because we got a comedian coming on next week. So we're going to talk about some of the stupidest things brought in the bedroom we got to. Yaz, where can they follow you?
So I made all my social medias the same, like Miss Sapphire did.
Yes.
Bit and Dirty is on Twitter and Instagram and my Snapchat. So my Snapchat basically has workouts. So if you're looking for some nasty, naughty stuff, I have a premium. DM me and I'll give you that information.
And Kendra, if they want to call you, where do they have to call you at?
I'm dreamlover.com. And then if you want to buy anything from me, it's buykendrasstuff@gmail.com.
Damn, I like that. Straight
that stuff.
I did it so it says ass right in the middle.
Yes. It's perfect. All right, you guys. Until next week, remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. I have fun. We all have fun. Kendra's got to go. We got to go. I hope y'all have a great ass weekend. Until next week, good fucking night.
Bye, guys.
Motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter,